Eddie George joins us on Sports Byline, Heisman Trophy winner out of Ohio State University, and, of course, former NFL running back for 9 seasons in the league. The first 8 were with the Oilers/Titans, and he played his last season in 2004 with the Cowboys, inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. You know, Eddie, I was looking through your latest bio information, and I didn't realize that you graduated from the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University, earning an MBA in the Executive MBA program. And I say that because I've used this story many times on the show, and that is that you are the only athlete that, when you were here to come do an interview in the studio, sat out in the hallway playing chess, which indicated to me you were kind of mentally oriented all the time. Where do the seeds of that come from?
Wow. I don't know. I guess it came through life experiences, just always trying to improve myself. I always have this thing where I want to be in a constant state of refinement, and it's always challenging myself mentally, physically, socially, spiritually, and that's, you know, the principles that I try to live by. So it's funny you mentioned that. I was just playing chess on my phone today with somebody online, and I just enjoy learning. You never stop learning. No matter how old you get, you can never stop learning. And that's what I tend to do on all levels.
Was your mom a pusher of education?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I was never one to embrace my education early on in my life. I didn't like school. Didn't want to have nothing to do with school. All I wanted to do was play video games, chase girls, and play football. And once I went to military school, because of my failing grades in high school, at the age of 15, going into the 11th grade, it was at Fort Dean Military Academy where I began to value my education, because I saw the benefits behind it. Not only were you able to get a free education by getting good grades and by playing football, but you're able to expand and enhance your life to become more successful. And since that time in Fort Union, it was a life-changing experience to really pursue education on all levels, not just in the classroom, but just in life in general. And really meeting and being around people that were a lot smarter than I was, more successful, so I can understand the principles and values they live their lives by, so I can emulate, their lifestyle to further enhance mine. So that's pretty much where it comes from.
You know, you're the only athlete that I've ever interviewed in the more than 20 years of doing this program that came out of a military academy outside of course, West Point, Annapolis, or even the Air Force Academy. And I'm just wondering, when I've talked to those athletes that did come out of those academies, I found them to be more mature, more focused, able to take on many things in their life that I'm not trying to put down the general athlete, but I found that to be the case. I mean, what was it about that military academy that you went that you feel that you've benefited by today?
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I don't know if I can say and said all that. No, I have my times of not being disciplined, but for as many stories there are of guys being disciplined, there are thousands of stories of guys that weren't. And they're guys that I know that have passed on because of making bad poor choices. You know, guys that did go to military schools that didn't have the same outcomes that I had. But the one thing I did do, I listened to my coaches. I listened to the teachers. I listened to the advisors that the school provided. And there was a time when I did not embrace the process or the system, and it worked against me. So I got smart. I said, heck, I'm tired of fighting it. I'm wasting all this energy telling me what I don't want to do. Let me see if I do what they ask me to do, what will make my life easier? Will I begin to see the benefits of working hard and going to school, listening to my teachers, really giving education a chance? And once I did that, I found freedom in knowledge. I found the freedom in knowing. and I became more confident. And the more, it was like getting the first taste of sugar. Once you taste that sugar, it's so sweet, you want more of it. And that's what knowledge was. I just wanted more and more of it, the wisdom of learning, of stretching myself, of pushing myself. And that's what it's been. It just worked out for me.
Football, especially professional football, can be very taxing on the body as well as the mind. And I remember Joe Morgan, the Hall of Fame baseball player, saying to me one time when we were having dinner, he said, Ron, he said, I started preparing to retire the first day I started playing. And he had grasped the fact that playing professional sports can be a momentary employment. How did you approach the game?
You know, Ron, I'd be lying to tell you that, I began with the end in mind. Like, I knew I was going to stop playing, you know, for after 9 years, and I was going to start a business and go to school and all of that. I knew the game would come to an end, and I never focused on the end because I was in the moment. And I had to, in order to be the best in my profession, you have to be engaged in that moment. Once you start thinking about the end will come sooner than you think. But you have to prepare and be wise with your decision, with your money, and surrounding yourself with the best advisors and mentors that when it was time to make that transition, you would make it a little bit easier. It's never easy. It's always going to be hard to make the transition. But you can have a support system to lean on to do that. So while I was playing, I knew that my career would come to an end, so I wanted to align myself with the right people and be open to the ideas of what I could do next, what my next passion, what am I passionate about, what is it that when I wake up in the morning that I'm excited to do, what would I do that I would get paid for that I love doing, that I could make my career. And that's kind of where I started. And at the beginning, it was very murky. It was frustrating because I didn't know what that was. And that stuff takes time. So, you know, you have to build yourself up enough of a treasure chest to allow you to make those choices and to make your mistakes. You know, and that's what the game of football has allowed me to do is I've saved my money and I was able to, not jump into a job that I didn't want to do, but give myself enough time to go to school, try different things, to see what resonated with me, and then I can make that transition accordingly as I felt it within my spirit to move in that direction.
Knowing about the physicality of the game, I was just amazed at this. I saw this note on you today. It says that Eddie George is the only second NFL running back to rush for 10,000 yards while never missing a start, joining Jim Brown. How does one do that? What did you do during those early years that allowed you to stay on the field?
You know, I wish I said there was some magic behind that. You know, I didn't know that that until my career was pretty much over. There were days that I shouldn't have played, to be honest with you. And I was so banged up. But it was a relentless spirit to go out there and play. I felt like, in my mind, if I was at 100% or if I was at 90%, 80%, 50%, that was still better than most of the backs out there, and I could still impose my will upon a defense. And I understood, you know, being a running back then, that you were pretty much a battering ram, and the offense ran through you. And you had to learn the difference between being injured and being hurt. If you're hurt, you can play hurt. If you're injured, you can't play injured. And I had to understand how to deal with that pain and understand my pain threshold of when to push through it and when not to.
I have never interviewed an NFL player who didn't tell me, knowing that their, you know, the pain they went through during the course of their career or even post-career, that ever said to me, you know, I wish I hadn't done it. What is it? What about that mentality that allows you and others like you to do that, Eddie?
Well, it comes from within. It comes from a relentless spirit. I mean, in this life, you're going to always risk something to attain a goal. And for football players, it's about risking your body, you know, your mind, the emotional aspect, in pursuit of a goal. And if you don't pursue that goal and it's sitting on your chest, it will kill you anyway if you didn't try. So that's where that comes from. It's knowing that you're going to physically and emotionally come out beat up and battered on the other end, but it's in you to do it, and it was your life purpose for that time in your life. So if you deny that, in my opinion, it goes against your will, and when you go against your will, it's sin. So you've got to follow your spirit. You've got to listen to it and trust it. And this life, nobody says you're going to go through life unscathed. You've got to experience pain. Because if you don't experience the pain, you'll never truly enjoy the good times. And that's what, you know, playing the game of football means to me. Now, anybody that's experienced the game and loves it for that very reason.
Insightful conversation with Eddie George, Heisman Trophy winner out of Ohio State, 9 years in the National Football League. We continue as we move across the country and around the world with you on America's Sports Talk Show.